Audio 3.1.
Hello, and welcome to Future Perfect. With us in the studio today, we have careers consultant John Moody. John, how do you think our working lives and careers will change in the future?
Well, life is changing pretty fast, and the world of work will naturally change with it. For example, in many countries in the world, populations are aging. This means there will probably be more jobs in the healthcare sector. But it also means there will be a smaller workforce overall.
And what impact will that have?
Well, for one thing, we are likely to have more and more automation. For example, trains and buses probably won't have drivers and conductors anymore. Instead, we'll have self-driving vehicles and a handful of humans acting as auto transport analysts. That means someone who is responsible for managing the automatic transport system, making sure it's running smoothly and efficiently.
So IT skills will be important.
Certainly. But I don't think we'll see them as specific skills in the future. Pretty much everyone will have these skills, just like they can read and write nowadays. Another factor that will lead to the creation of new jobs is the environment, both dealing with the effects of climate change and preventing further damage. For example, you might become a garbage designer, someone who designs products using stuff we currently throw away. Or you could be a rewilder, someone who undoes environmental damage to the countryside by replanting, reintroducing native species of animals and so on. There will still be traditional jobs, of course, but there are likely to be a lot of jobs you've never even thought of.
Well, we've also got two students here today, Ben Cummins and Lucy Carmichael. Ben, you've recently gone back to studying, haven't you? Can you see yourself doing any of these jobs in the future?
When I was a kid, I always wanted to be a train driver. After hearing that, I think I'll be an auto transport analyst. No, seriously, I'm not sure that any of those jobs would be for me, but I completely agree that IT skills are going to be vital. My IT skills aren't bad, but I'm nearly 30, and I'm very well aware that younger generations are going to be much more proficient. So I'm taking a course in app design at the University of Westminster. It starts next week, and I'm really excited. Lots of people can use social media, but not many people know how to program.
That's great. Things are moving so fast these days that it's important to keep your qualifications up to date. What about you, Lucy?
Actually, I'm studying design, so I might quite fancy being a garbage designer. I'm certainly going to work in design in some way.
How about being a nostalgist? Another big trend is customization, providing goods and services specifically tailored to what individuals want. Nostalgists will be interior designers who specialize in recreating a particular time in the past. This will be particularly attractive to older people, who often like to relive happy memories and might like their house to be decorated in the style of the 1960s or 1970s, for example.
That sounds fascinating. I'd love to research the past for people.
Well, let me know if you do decide to become a nostalgist.
Yeah, I will do.